Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Where I was for that first week, and then last week we promptly came home from our holidays, and then my children became really unwell with this really hard-hitting virus thing, and they've just been, for the rest of their school holidays, because the school holidays here in Australia and New South Wales, and you know, it's they've been out to it, and then of course I got it, of course, because I'm their mum. So we've spent the whole school holidays God, we had that holiday away, because we spent the actual school holiday time really in our lounge room, really, with tissues and all that kind of thing. So I'm talking to you today. I'm about a day or so behind my children in the progression, and it just means that I'm actually quite unwell today. But I had missed out on two weeks of the show, so I didn't want to miss it again. I wanted to, you know, come and talk to you. So I'm literally sitting up in my home here in Australia, and if those of who have listened before would know that my voice doesn't normally sound like this, my voice is really yucky, not yucky, it doesn't sound great to have one, and certainly my chest is a bit chesty, and yeah, I've been pretty really sick this morning, and really have quite low levels of energy, but from the progression of my, watching my kids progress through it, I actually know that today is pretty much the last day of not being very well at all, and then that tomorrow I will wake up and I'll be a lot better. So I'm very grateful for that, very grateful indeed. So welcome to the show. Today's show is all going to be about the metaphysical power of water, and I wanted to talk to you about my experience with water and working with it metaphysically, and just how powerful it can be to bring a great state of peace of mind, how we can the energy of water to really, really enhance our everyday life. Talking a bit about clearing practices, using water to clear, using water to cleanse, how water really does help us physically. It's so important that we consume enough, because it really helps us physically. Not as in, I mean, more than you need to drink enough water to be healthy. It's about what I call hydration happiness, because when we're well hydrated, then we're more likely to. So I'm going to be talking about that, and then also the power of stillness and how water can help us come to that place of awareness of stillness. So that's what we'll be talking about today. Now, if in the middle of the show I need to have some horrendous coughing moment, then can't do much about it. Can't do much about it. It's involuntary. So it's going to be, and I can feel, you know, when I was hearing the intro music, I thinking, gosh, you know, should I be doing this there? Perhaps I should have rung in again or emailed again and said, okay, I can do it. But I heard the intro music and then felt the nurturing that comes when you're building a community of people who listen with kindness in their hearts. And when they do, they you know, just really create and emanate that kindness. I think I've got a lot of kindness in my heart for people. Out. Hopefully you feel and hear and communicate. Obviously there's some people with me. I've got a lot of kindness in my heart, which when I'm on air, you know, my intention is to share that, right, with you. you. So I'm hoping, right, I'm hoping, I know that what happens is it's a cyclic process. So I feel an awareness of the kindness that I am, and then I share it with you through my words, and then you hear it, and then you feel that touches that place in you, that your awareness is heightened of your own sense of kindness and compassion for yourself and others, and then it flows back outwards into the universe to others, and of course in my direction. So it kind of, it's this beautiful cyclic process. So when I was hearing that beautiful intro music, I immediately felt like I had to step into a really safe place, and of a nurturing community. And, you know, whether I'm sniffling and snuffling or coughing or, you know, weak or whatever it is I'm feeling, my body's feeling right now, you know, I'm just kind of, I'm in an okay place, you know. So grateful for the world turning, and having perspective about what is actually really, really important. So how have you been? How have you been? That's how I've been. I've been sick. My family's been sick, and we've just been muddling through. I've still been getting out and seeing some clients because I'm so, it's weird, I have no energy. Except for today. Today's the energy's gone, woo, out the door somewhere. I have this weird energy, but I just have these symptoms that sit across this. And that means I can sit with people and do service and do a lot. But then I also have, but today, yeah, that's been knocked out of me. The stuffing has been knocked out. So after today, after our radio show today, I've got a beautiful nurturing afternoon. My husband's home with me because I'm really great at looking after the kids. And when I'm ill, so he's really helping. And he's, while he's here, he's gone on a bit of a clean frenzy. And it's cold and wintry over here in Australia, and our heater is on, and it's sort of, you know, makes things a bit damp in different places in the home. We have a really nice, beautiful, gorgeous three-bedroom cottage we love. But, you know, it's, so he's gone and, you know, pulled things out from everywhere and out of the girls' room. And he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's, such a, he's out there cooking lunch, and he'll just zip off and see one of my lovely clients for a little bit, and then come and take the snuggle and reassume the snuggle position on the lounge. And then tomorrow will just be a day of complete rest. That's all we're going to do, and take it from there. So, but I'm guess I'm giving my health report. That's the whole show so far. Sorry about that, guys. I hope that you've had a good week. I hope that wherever you are and wherever you're listening to the show, you are. The first thing I wish for people is awareness. Awareness of who they really are and or that they are capable of in a positive way. And awareness of their capacity to heal both physically and mentally and emotionally, you know, relationships, all that stuff. And then also an awareness of what's possible as far as, you know, just seeing how much happiness, you know, that you can actually have in your life. And by happiness, I'm talking about peace and stability. So that's my wish for people, that they're aware of that. And I really wish that very much for you. And I hope that you, wherever you're listening, that you are either aware enough to know that that's possible and you're experiencing it, or aware enough to know that that's possible and, you know, even if you're not experiencing it, that you're taking some steps that you need to take. To take yourself to that place. So whether it's going along to, you know, a therapist, or whether it's going to a GP or a doctor, or an alternative health practitioner, or whatever it is that's leaving you feeling not enough, not okay, lethargic, whatever it is, I hope you have enough awareness. And if you listen to this show, I'm sure you do. But you take that level of awareness to then take that next step. You take into action. Okay? And so you take action for yourself. Now I'm talking to someone here. Someone's listening. This little tangent here is something that I wasn't planning on talking about. So here I am talking about. So this is for someone listening. Or someone listening. So I'm hoping that wherever you are, when you're not feeling that you actually use your awareness to take the action to get the help that you need. You know, I'm a big believer of blending the miracles of modern medicine. So if you're, for example, feeling anxious, anxiety, depression, that you can go to someone who can give you some really good strategies, and then also consider, you know, there is a lot of benefits in, of course, of antidepressants and medication, and there's so much stigma attached to antidepressants and medication, and all that stuff. We're talking about benzodiazepines or Valium and stuff where you go to sleep. We're talking of the addictive. I'm talking about, you know, antidepressants or some of whatever it is. Because people are, you know, they're nervous about doing that. But it doesn't have to be a long-term thing. It can be a 6 to 12 month experience. Serotonin and your adrenaline levels, you know, up to speed in your brain, rebalance those, practice all your strategies and then step out, you know, be engaging in all your alternative strategies. You know, herbal remedies and homeopathics can be used alongside that kind of mainstream medicine. So I'm not promoting it, but I'm just anyone who's considering it. But the only thing that's stopping them is, you know, fear or stigma of that kind of thing. I just would like to be open to considering, you know, go along. Benzodiazepines, I'm not talking about any drug that is addictive or makes you sleep. Sorry, I'm just a little bit distracted because my husband's talking and I can hear this. Wish it was smell that I can smell right now. This beautiful lunch cooking. Oh, and that'll be ready for me when I finish the show. I'm very lucky. So yeah, I just encourage whoever's out there listening, for whatever reason, to go and get the help that you need. Okay. Coming up to the break, when you get back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about my amazing revelation and shift in where I describe myself as described in my recent article, Milk is Milk. And then we're going to be talking about the metaphysical power of water and how you can use that in your everyday life to bring greater abundance and joy, peace, and healing.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness and action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, So on today's show, we're talking about the metaphysical power of water. I'm definitely going to be doing that with you. But before we get onto that, I wanted to make a few mentions of a few things. And just this week, I sent out a newsletter and put a post on my website about, I wrote an article, and it was written while I was unwell, so it's kind of not my best grammatical grammar in this book. Best writing, but it conveyed a message, and it's a message that's actually really hit home for a lot of people, because the feedback I've gotten from that one article is practically the same as the feedback I've got at the time. But I shared more about my experience with body image and all that sort of stuff. So what I wrote about was, I wrote about the fact that for a very long time, you know, I have struggled with the words medium and psychic as titles that I would associate with myself. And the reason I didn't like those words is because, or those titles, is because I wanted to appeal to a mainstream audience. And whatever that may mean, in my head I had this concept. And so it meant for a lot of years I've really struggled. I just have struggled with it. And I came to a realization. A few years ago I was having, about 12 months ago, maybe a bit more, I was having a conversation with the producer of Balance by Deborah Hutton, and her name is Sonia, and we're talking about how to brand, and I feel like I've had so many conversations with, you know, business coaches and stuff about how do I brand Katrina Kavanagh and what I do, because the tricky thing is that the way I was actually became well known here in Australia was I was selected out of hundreds of people. I think the number I was told, you never know, but it was around 600 people, and that's a lot in Australia, applied to go on this TV show called The One, Australia's Search for, or The Search for Australia's Most Gifted Psychic. And, you know, it's a long story about how I applied, but I applied to go on this show. It was bizarre that I did, but I did. And I kept on there was lots of layers of testing, and just went, oh, like, stuff you had to do to be selected. So auditions as in testing auditions about your psychic ability. And look, the miracles that happened, that like I was able to, the accuracy I was able to show in that selection process, I mean, on the TV show is a bit of a different thing. I did very well. I was featured on every single episode except for one, so I made it right through to the end. Sounds funny, but it technically placed me in top five here in Australia. But anyway, like, it was just, I was very fortunate. Anyway, so the things that actually happened on in that selection process were miracles, things that I was not aware that I was capable of doing or my intuition was capable of doing. So I knew that I was on that show for a reason, and then, you know, I got this book deal, as you know, and I've written this book called Wisdom for Your Life, which is all about my experience. Is where essentially what I'm doing is I'm communicating with the soul of another person who's just passed away through some sudden or tragic and unexpected death while I'm working as a social worker in the ER. So, you know, it's, what's that? You know, if I'm a physical person communicating with someone in the afterlife or the non-physical world, as I like to call it, that's actually called being a medium, I guess. Like, the word medium is what many, many people relate to and use to describe that process. So, okay, well, so I kind of have gone through this process where I thought, you know, and I've never really done many the events that I've always done workshops around coaching people and supporting them to connect with their own intuition and engage in psychic and mediumship practice, if you want to call it that. But I've not really ever stepped out and kind of named myself up in a way that strongly, you know. So I kept on feeling the calling to do so, and I literally just had to listen. And so I've come out, you know, of the closet, wardrobe, whatever that saying is, coming out of some kind of furniture, or I step out of the doorway, and I'm saying, yeah, here I am, and I guess, you know, what I do is called being a medium. And the work I do is, I mean, I prefer clairvoyance to still be funny with psychic, but it doesn't matter. What's tricky for me is I'm not only one thing. And that's the same for a lot of people, I think. But for me, it's true. I'm just not one thing. So I'm not just a medium. So I was recently on John Holland's show, and that's really, it's just easy. It's clear, isn't it? John Holland is a medium. You know, there's no complicating, there's no confusion, you know. That's what he does. And he's good at it. He's a wonderful person, beautiful, kind man. And, you know, that's, but it's really clear, right? He's a medium. And then other people you can go to and they describe themselves as a psychic. But for me, what's confused me is that I have this background where I've worked as a therapist in the mainstream and a social worker. So in my head, I'm a therapist and I work with people in that way. I've used the word coach to describe myself because really the combination of the intuition and the therapy. And a lot of the work I'm doing is like coaching people to move forward, create, become, you know, experience themselves as they really are, which is, therapy, but these days I sometimes call it coaching. So I'm a therapist, I'm a coach, and a fully qualified therapist, of course, with, you know, 22 years experience. I also have this ability to communicate with loved ones in the spirit, which makes me a medium. And then I also have the ability to work with the energy that I am, can work with the energy that you are to help you understand your past, present, and future, which technically is clairvoyance and psychic ability. Ah! It's so tiring. So, of course, I've been flanging around in the world of branding and trying to work it out. And so I got there. I just thought, well, first of all, it's hard to categorize me, and it's okay not to categorize me. That's okay. And then second of all, it's hard to categorize me. And then second of all, it's okay to say that's what I am. And so I decided that I would embrace the fact, stop struggling with it, and I would embrace the fact that that is what I do. I mean, I do it in consultations and stuff all the time, but I decided to be of service to a broader range of people, and I was going to acknowledge this part of myself. Now, immediately, the clarity, and I already do well, you know, I surprise myself the accuracy I have already, but the clarity and the quickness that the messages came started to improve. The other thing that happened was I asked for a sign within that afternoon when I kind of worked it all out in my head. I asked for a sign that I was on the right path, that I would, that I was doing the right thing, that, you know, yeah, if I finally embraced this and named myself in that way, and that I then created some events, for example, reaching out to large groups of people and being a service as a medium to them in those events, would that be, is this what I'm meant to be here for? Now, the outside person would go, Katrina, of course you mentioned that because you're actually on that show and written that book, and that's how people know you publicly. You know, spirituality and intuition coach on Deborah, balance by Deborah. And what did you think was going to happen? But anyway, I still asked for a sign, bless me. And I was late at night just kind of looking around a few hours later on the websites, and I was following some stuff with John Holland. I was looking at some of his events doing, and because I'm just curious about him now because, you know, I like what he's doing and he's been very kind to me. I'm doing some research basically because I'm hoping to, you know, be talking to him soon, so I wanted to interact with the story. So I was having a look and I connected him up with Colette Baron Reid, went to her website. Now, I don't, because I'm an author and a writer, I don't read other people's stuff very often because I like to keep what I do very clear and separate and I need to trust that the messages I'm receiving are actually the messages I'm receiving and not something that's sitting in the back of my mind that, you know, I've read from someone else and my brain's, you know, repackaged it or something. So I need to make sure it's a clear channel. So I don't often read other people's writing. So there I was, and I was assuming, and for some reason I clicked on the first blog I clicked on Colette Baron Reid's site, and as I was reading through it, she was describing this exact same process that she had been, you know, denying in part her connection as a medium, and that she'd always been trying to cater her, you know, market herself in that mainstream world, you know, describe herself to work in that mainstream way, and that she realized that her path includes doing that, and she sort of said she'd stopped, and as a result of that, she, you know, is now on TV as a medium, she's doing her events as a medium, spiritually, love on the other side. And it was totally described exactly my journey that I've been going through and gone through. And I asked for a sign, so I was really overwhelmed and excited and thought, wow, of all the blogs I could read today, but I don't really read any. So I trust, right? I trust that this is meant to be what I'm meant to be doing. So what that means for me is that over the next while, I'm now planning events where I'm going to be meeting with groups and I'm going to be doing my own version of that kind of mediumship event where, you know, I'll be connecting love with people, with their loved ones in spirit, and then also giving them some intuitive or psychic and clairvoyant glimpses into their future as well. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. It's going to be a slightly different way to the way you might see, you know, Lisa Williams or John Edwards work, or you know, the way they do that. It's not a traditional platform style, but it's going to be fun and it's going to be really amazing. And every single person that gets selected to have time with me at those events is going to be made to feel really special. That's my intention, that they're going to be made to feel really special, and those moments that they have with me is going to connect them with an awareness that their loved one in spirit is there, that they're going to experience that awareness and connection with their loved one in spirit, that it's going to be a real connection, a meaning. It's going to be a meaningful connection, okay? It's going to be a meaningful connection, okay? So that is what it's going to be. It's going to be special. So watch this space. I've got some events planning right now. I've got a brand new wonderful PA, and we're planning some great events. So watch this space. I'm definitely talking about the metaphysical power of water. After the break, thank you. Stay with me, sorry.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to OM Times Radio. And I'm just going to talk to you. Have you heard that noise out the back there? I said the most yucky cough in the break. Anyway, so break, I was also messaging one of my beautiful clients who has some phenomenal news, which it has some phenomenal news, and I can't share it, obviously, it's sort of personal information, but let's just say a miracle has happened. That's what I want to say. A miracle has happened today. If you are not following me on Facebook, I'm inviting you to come there and follow me. If you're not following me on Instagram Twitter. See, you're pretty vague today. The sickness is knocking my brain away. If you're not following me on those things, I really want you to come and join me. Please come and join me there. If you're listening now live, jump online and like my page. And certainly like and follow me on Instagram. I'm really loving Instagram. There's something, I don't know, there's some vibe about it that I really love. And it's just, sorry, I've done two. Tell my beautiful client that I'm live, and every time she sends a message, she please come along. So please come along to my social media. I love it. Please come and join me. And if you go there today, what you'll find is a beautiful post. She's got this, giving me this wonderful post that I have set up on my social media feed today. Excuse me, people, this is where it's getting a bit wobbly halfway through and my head's going funny. So I've put that together on my social media page, and what I can see there, when you go there, you will see that I'm asking everyone to consider this beautiful mantra, and this came from Jess, thank you, Jess. And the mantra is, what miracles you have meaning for you today? Imagine if you said that every day. What miracles would you have meaning for you today? And then let the jump online and have a social media. I'd love you to join me. The other thing I'd love is if you could tell one person, if you like my show, if you could tell one person, maybe not directly to today's episode where I'm a bit snuffly and a bit scrambling and all that kind of stuff. I mean, although it's pretty cool. There's some pretty cool messages in today's episode. But, you know, actually, why not? Maybe definitely direct to today's episode. Oh, okay. So let's get into what I'm here to talk to you about. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Excuse me. We want to talk to you today about the metaphysical power of water. Okay. I've written an article about this. It's on Balance by Deborah Hutton.com.au. So that's Balance by Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N.com.au. And Deborah Hutton is a wonderful celebrity and personality here in Australia, a woman who's reached her 50s and really thought she wanted to do it. It's dropped down to 40. It's been quite, I know there's a lot of people, the balance really aims to serve people in their 50s and above, but I know there's a lot of 40-year-old women in their 40s who are jumping online and joining and actually something. It's for a lot of women, but traditionally that's what it's there for. And she's put together this wonderful multimedia platform. We've got courses there and regular articles. It's a really lovely site. It's a very nurturing site. It's free of politics and gossip. So it's just that really beautiful space for people to come and really get information and get some help too. It's really helpful things on there. So I'm a coach on there, and so one of the things is today's show is about the metaphysical power of water. So I want to talk to you about this. In addition to giving us life, you know, water has been used over time for so many sacred healing rituals and ceremonies. And when you think about it, why is they just willy-nilly pick it up? It's because it has power. It's because it has its own energy. It's because they have known it. it. They have, we all know it on some level within themselves. There's the garbage truck over here. No, maybe. You can't tell me, can you? Because I can't hear you. So in addition to being used for sacred healing rituals and ceremonies, we can also use it amazingly just to give ourselves life. Water gives us life. If we don't have water, we don't have life. Okay. It's very powerful. So what we know is that mystics throughout the ages have utilized the energetic properties of water. They've known it's there. They've known what we know too, if we allow our awareness to expand to that place of knowing it. And really that they're, point of today's show is that there are so many ways that water can bring a sense of peace and calm into your life. And whether it's, for me, I'm a big fan of the warm shower, and I get in the shower and I lose myself in there and I get some of my best ideas in the shower. And it nurtures me. I find a warm shower very nurturing, as well as a bath, of course. So there's many ways that water can bring a sense of peace and calm into your life, and that includes a warm shower, or just simply, you know, having time to sit and look at the ocean and watch the waves crash on the shore, or if you live in the country and you've got a beautiful river or a lake that you can get to, you know, just being sitting there and really taking in the experience of looking at the water, looking at the way the water moves, and just being really present to that moment. That is a very nurturing experience for your mind, certainly, for your body, of course, and for your soul. And when you do that and you feel that connection with water, it can really nourish, not just that, it can just really nourish those three things, all those parts of yourself. So it's also, for me, water is an essential ingredient in my own spiritual practice, because it does clear and it does nurture and it sustains all that it touches, if you think about it, okay? And when you're aware of this, you can use it too. So here are some ideas that I have that I want to share with you about the ways that four spirits of practices that you can use, where you can use water for your everyday life. So let's begin. The first one is clearing. Okay. We know that water has the capacity to receive, hold, and clear the energy that surrounds it. So therefore, it's a natural clearer of energy, and it literally washes away all the negativity from the surrounding environment. So that's why I use water in any clearing that I'm doing, like home, office, or clearing ritual that you can use at home. I include putting a bowl of water. So what I do is I get a bowl, any old bowl, it's metal. It's good for it to be non-plastic, and that's just because of the energetic vibration. So it's whenever you can get some kind of bowl, and you place the bowl in the room or the rooms or the area. And if you set one bowl down and say that this is for the whole house, just to work with a room or a section of the room, then it can do that as well. But I basically always get a bowl of water. And by a bowl, I don't mean some enormous vestibule. Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, half the size of a car. It can be a small bowl. It can be a little thin bowl of water. It doesn't actually matter the amount, because we've got to remember this is energy, and energy transcends size and distance and time and all that stuff. So we place the bowl in the area you wish to. And then what I do is I always light a candle, and I may add some salt to the bowl of water. And then I simply just state an intention I love stating my intentions by beginning with thank you. So I state an intention and I begin with the words thank you for clearing this space. Okay, thank you for clearing this space. And I know that as the candle burns, the water will absorb and clear any negative energy that may be in the area. And when I talk about negative energy, I always am very clear about this. What I mean for negative energy is not some lost entity that's floating around, because if you've listened to previous shows, I don't believe in that stuff. What I mean is the fear. The fear that we have had in our real time, in our life, and say anyone who's lived or been in that space prior to you, and that might be someone who's lived there 10 years. Just been in your space 10 minutes ago. But if they've been in a state of fear, then what can happen is they can leave that imprint in your that space. So it's the fear and the trauma, those kind of imprints that are left. And that's what you're clearing and cleansing. That's what that what I call, when I say negativity or negative energy, that's what I'm talking about. So what I like to do is I like to allow at least 1 hour for the candlelight to burn. And then, but it can be longer, it's just such, it doesn't matter. And then when complete, return the water back. When it's complete, you take the bottle of water and you take it outside and you pour it back onto the earth. So the grass or the sand. You return it back to the earth. And as you return it to the earth, you can know that the earth will use its power to transmute this energy back into pure compassion and love, because that is the power of the planet. That is the power of the planet. That's how it works, you know. So know that that's completely, completely possible. Then the next thing, oh, we're coming up for a break. The next thing I'm going to talk about when we come back from the break is cleansing, and then hydration, happiness, and stillness. So that's what I'll be talking about. Just know that you can use that practice, that little ritual I've just given you, at any time. The only thing I'd say is safety first, so don't leave candles burning unattended, of course. But just, and what you will notice is when you complete that process, you might still feel some of that negative energy around for like the next 2 or 3 days, but know that that's just the leftover residual stuff, and it will dissipate and it will go. And you'll find that over within a week's time, that a difference in this space. I've got plenty of people I suggest to do this with. They all come back and tell me that it makes a difference. And obviously I use the practice myself, and it definitely makes a difference. So that's the first of 4 practices that you can use in your everyday life. So stay with me. And if you're looking for something to do in the break, jump on social media, go to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and Katrina Kavanagh, and I'll give you the exact address of the break after.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to the last section of my show today. Thank you for sticking with me from my office. All that kind of thing. So I want to continue by going through those last 3 practices. Before I do, though, I want you to know that on Instagram you can find me at _KatrinaKavanagh. Facebook, it's facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh, and on Twitter, it's Kat Kavanagh, so KatCavanaugh 777. Okay, so. So the second way that I use water is the process of cleansing. So the easiest way to use water to cleanse your body, mind, and aura is in the shower. So as the water cascades down over your body, just allow yourself to visualize the water clearing away worries, fears, stress, or tension that you may be feeling. Okay, so know that it runs down over your body as it is washing away the feelings and again returning them to the earth. So, and you can step out of the shower. Once that's done, you can step out of the shower really knowing that you have both a clean body and an aura at the same time. So that's a really, really exciting process. Again, if you're looking to have a hard copy of the information I'm giving you, then I want you to hop over to balancebydeborahhutton.com.au. So it's balance by Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N, .com.au. And if you simply do a Google search and say, the metaphysical power of water, my name, Trina Kavanagh. Trina is K-A-T-R-I-N-A, and then Kavanagh, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H. Then you will get the result of this article. So then you can go to it there. So that's cleansing. Hydration, happiness, let's talk about that. We all know that drinking enough water to maintain your body's health is a very important way of staying healthy. It's an essential ingredient for living, really, for life. So we all know that. But it's also a very important spiritual practice to drink enough water, because what we know is that when you are well hydrated, then your body will function better and your mind will be clearer. Okay? And a well hydrated body will also, of course, improve your mood. And of course, the better you feel, the more positive your energy is going to be. So when you're feeling more positive, happens is your chakras and your meridian points are more open, and this then allows an easier flow of chi energy through your energetic system. Yeah. So, of course, that means that then maximizes your potential to access your intuition. So, one of the most effective ways to really increase your intuition and access to the non-physical world is through drinking water. So it increases your intuition. The other thing we know is that, and I can't emphasize this enough, is that when you're living spiritually, when you're living with a greater awareness, when you're feeding your body the water it needs on a physical level, you're clearing all those channels that you can receive your intuition. Because you're drinking enough water, your chakras are more likely to be balanced and in alignment with who you truly are. And what that means, of course, is that you're experiencing a greater sense of peace of mind and mental health. So therefore, what does that mean? It means happiness, it does. And that's my wish for people, to really understand the way all of that flows together, literally. Okay. And then the fourth strategy that I want to give you, or spiritual practice I want to give you, is the way that you can use water in the process of stillness. Okay. So I've quoted a beautiful quote by Ram Dass here where they said, the quieter you become, the more you can hear. Right? So if we're wanting to develop spiritually, we need to be able to hear, and not just with our actual ears, but with our inner ears, with our heart. Our heart needs to be able to listen. Our gut needs to be able to listen. Needs to really receive what's going on in an energetic way. And the best way for that to happen is not in the business of the day, in the clutter of mind, but it is in the stillness. When I look for intuitively for an answer, I look for the stillness. Okay. So what's important is, what this means then is that finding moments of stillness is not actually a luxury that we all think it is. We think it's this luxury that, it certainly happens every now and again, or never, Only people that have, luxurious lives get to sit and be still. But it's actually not a luxury, but it's a necessity for peace of mind and good mental health. And I know this particular thing, as I've said, shared with you in the last few shows, I've had a rough time in the last few months. So I know that stillness is an essential ingredient for good mental health and peace of mind. But it's also essential when you're developing your spirituality and your intuition or mediumship or psychic ability, whatever you want to call it. And whether you're looking to master the art of meditation, that might be all you want. You just want to, you're not really interested in, intuition and mediumship, but you just want to have a a better experience of meditation, or whether you are actually wanting to conversely increase your psychic ability or both, then using water as a frame of reflection is really, really powerful. So what I mean by this is, you know, you can actually, if you're here in Australia and it's cold and you want to go outside, you can do simple things like get a bowl of water, again, not a plastic container, but just some kind of bowl. And you take the bowl of water and you fill it to a level, to whatever level. And you just take the time to look at the stillness of the water in that bowl, right? Or you might be sitting by a still a lake or a place where the water isn't busy, like the ocean, the water isn't busy. So maybe a bay or a lake or even a creek. I mean, a little gurgling creek is nice too because the movement is gentle and there's often pools of stillness. So it's a beautiful rainforest close by where I live, and I love that process of watching the flow of the water and moving through the busyness and then the gurgling and then the stillness. So find your place. And what we know is when you do that, and just for a few minutes, like just an hour, like just 2 minutes of just being still, just for 2 minutes. And I'm in my article, I suggest that why not, you know, for the next 7 days, take 5 minutes maximum, set the timer, begin and end, just to gaze at a bowl of still water, just see what happens. You know, it's a process of mindful meditation, really, right? So I'm encouraging you to do that. If you do choose to do this, this is the steps that I encourage you to do. So once you've got the bowl of water before you, just allow yourself to be completely aware of the stillness of the water. Next step is to gently invite your mind to feel still, just like the water before you. Now, don't be concerned if your mind wanders and all that kind of thing. You're just gently inviting. You're saying to your mind, look at the stillness of the water, and I want you, I'm inviting you, my wonderful, beautiful mind, to either fall into that stillness in your awareness or just be a reflection of that stillness. I'm inviting you just to be a reflection. Just allow yourself to observe what happens next. Okay. If your mind wanders, it's okay. Let's not be harsh with ourselves. Just every time, just gently bring yourself back to the awareness of the stillness of the water and try to reflect that or fall into that and lean into it. Okay. And then at the end of the 5 minutes, take a big deep breath. Just really notice how your body has become more relaxed. That and you will see that. Okay. And what I know for sure is that the more you work with the power of water, the greater connection you will feel to your own sense of spirituality. And look, these are just some ideas. These are just some of the ideas I use. And there's plenty of ideas out there. So I'm encouraging you to discover your own style. But I know that when you work with water and you really immerse yourself into some regular connection with water, and engage in some of these practices that I've shared here, that what really happens is that your enjoyment and your awareness and your happiness expands. And I wish that for you. Very deeply, I wish that for you. Okay. So I want to thank you all for listening. We've made it to the end of the show. I've been coughed a few times. I'll step out now and have my yummy lunch that my husband's making. And wherever you are and wherever you're listening, and whatever time of day it is for you, I hope that whatever experiencing is you're experiencing more awareness, and the awareness I wish for you is the awareness of your true self, and your true self is the energetic form of you that is the same energy as God or the universal source of self, and that energy is naturally compassionate, naturally abundant, natural love, naturally love, infinite wisdom, good health, and complete and utter awareness of all the goodness that's in you that surrounds you in every part of life, be it physical and non-physical. So that's my wish for you, that you experience that. Thank you very much for listening to the show. I'll be back online next week. I'll be sounding brighter and healthier and happier is my plan and my intention. And I am hoping that for you, for me and for you. Thank you very much for listening. If you need to connect with me, then find me on Instagram at underscore Katrina Kavanaugh, KatrinaKavanaugh. Or you might catch me on Facebook at Facebook/ Katrina Kavanaugh. Or you might find me on Twitter at Kat, K-A-T, Kavanaugh, C-A-V-A-N-O-U-G-H, 777. That would be where you'll find me. Thank you very much for listening. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Whatever it is that you need to do in your week, I want you to consider that amazing message that I've sent through the social media channels today, and that is, what kind of miracles can I expect today? Take care. God bless. Look after yourself. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.